Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all walks of life. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from my divine, where he speaks to me in that small, quiet voice in my heart and gives me a specific topic and title and everything. And sometimes I share music with you that I create, that the Holy Spirit inspires through me, all under the same umbrella to help empower you to find happiness from within. Sometimes it's spiritual music, sometimes it's everyday living music to help you if you struggle with depression to be a kinder, more loving human being to other people and to yourself. I was kind of closing my eyes and resting a little bit after releasing and reviewing a podcast I just released today, and it's exhausting to release the truth. It's draining. It's healing, but it's very draining because I've been through a lot in my life, a lot of pains, as I imagine you have as well. I don't think you've been through as much in this short amount of time frame as me, though, because I've been in this contest for 3 years where I've been under torture since I've been in the running. And I actually experienced some terrible things. So parents, if you're listening to this episode with children in the car or at your house, or if you have children that have smart devices that you don't heavily monitor, I hope that you listen to this one first before sharing this episode with your children, because I'm going to speak about rape. That's what I'm going to talk about. McDonald's, have it your way. That's the topic. So when I first moved across the country to help a family member transition to single parent life, they were grieving and not very nice to be around. So I started leaving the house often to continue growing this assignment, and got plugged in and started the dating scene and this and that. And I dated a sheriff. He was a former sheriff. Williamson County. Nashville, Tennessee. He told me he was in the force for 17 years. But he wasn't getting paid enough. So one of his buddies encouraged him to get into business. So they were doing some kind of business with Amazon, drop shipping, whatever. He was attractive. He was attracted to me, whatever, whatever. The past is the past, but this is the truth. This man, one drunken evening, forced me to have sex with him. Forced a woman that he refused to say whether or not we were girlfriend and boyfriend. Disrespected me greatly. Recorded videos of me without my permissions. And when I found out that I started this process for, obviously I broke up with him, when I found out that I started growing started learning LinkedIn, and started posting content on there. Within, I think, a few weeks, I was invited to have my own talk show, paid through my content. They liked my videos. They said, we've got financial investors. Are you interested in being on television? And you can talk about any topic you want. Whoa. That sounded really cool. I immediately said, I need to protect myself, because women in society are often disrespected. Often disrespected. People hack in through the cloud device. People get bought out. They sell your story to damage your reputation on purpose. I knew one day I was going to be on TV. I didn't know when or where, but I knew. The creator of the universe put this calling on my heart to help people who are struggling with depression to not struggle anymore because he healed me in 2018. And this first responder raped me in the ass. I screamed in the pillow, begging him to stop. But he was stronger. He was drunk. And he was always drunk. And driving me drunk. I finally had enough. And I messaged him. I said, Hey, can you do me a solid? Because he was sleeping with a bunch of ladies. He was a nasty dude. He's like, sure, what's up? I said, hey, you remember that video you took of me that one day at your office where you're doing the drop shipping for Amazon? He's like, yeah. I said, I need you to erase that. And I need you to erase it off the clouds. And I need you to text me confirmation you've erased it because you are still eligible to come back to the force. That's what you told me. And you illegally took videos of me. That's pornography. You will go to prison for that. If anybody hacks in or you sell that video, you'll go to prison. And you don't want to go to prison. People in prison that find out you're a first responder, you don't want to do that. He immediately texted me. It's been deleted. He said, I don't have the iCloud. It's an Android. I said, whatever it's called, you know what I need. Get it handled. So he did. So if there's ever a video, inappropriate, of Erin Nicole, anyone that makes money off of me being forced to be raped from a sheriff of the United States of America, you're all going to pay me. All. You're all going to pay me from your profits. And McDonald's, have it your way? Yeah. His father owns a bunch of McDonald's all over Texas. And Texas, what they believe in is capital punishment. So here's the deal. Here's what's going to happen. Have it your way. I've been disrespected from men my whole life on purpose. People have used their power, their influence. They've covered up. They've lied. They've done everything in their power to disrespect Erin Nicole. And the creator of the universe is going to kill a lot of you. That's the truth. I married the most fierce, the most feared man in all of America. I'm a woman of peace. I have chosen love my entire life. I make good decisions even when faced with terrible, terrible options. I choose the right thing every single time. So McDonald's, here's what McDonald's should do. They should write me a big donation. Yeah, because one of my associations tried to get me to do business with them is on your Ronald McDonald Foundation board. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I've been royally disrespected in America, and my show is listened to from people all over the world. Yeah. I shared everything with my husband when he protected me off grid. There are no secrets between he and I, and his buddies are warriors, and they look out for me. Men and women, and some people that have both genitalia that they're born with, it's a very small percentage, but it is real. If they identify as they, them, there, and they're warriors, and they love the Lord, we respect them. We're not going to judge anybody based on what is in their pants, unless they try to force themselves on other people. Then justice gets served. Have it your way. So, Father, since you told me this topic is McDonald's, have it your way, how much would you like McDonald's to donate? What do you think would be fair compensation for being raped from a sheriff of Williamson County, the richest, one of the richest counties in the whole state of Tennessee, where Justin Timberlake lives, where Reba lives, because I drove her next door neighbors, to a horse race when I was a Lyft driver, How much should McDonald's be donating to Aaron Nicole Ministries after we get this signed contract with all the presidents and the first wives? Really? That seems fair. $120 million, he says. All right. So that's what the Lord says. You talk amongst yourselves. And once my husband and I are reunited in that meeting with all the presidents and the first wives and my mother and a few other friendly faces that are known all over the world, we will be posting on October 17th, 2023. So between now and then, get your money in order. Have your conversations in order with whoever you need to talk to get the money approved, to put it into Aaron Nicole Ministries' account. I've spent a lot of money. My family has spent a lot of money at McDonald's. I even did a free promotion for McDonald's at one of their Nashville locations because it looked really cool because they had music and all that. And you guys didn't pay me anything. So I think the Lord, above all Lords, desires for Aaron to be paid very publicly for the disgrace that a lot of men have done to her. Yeah, and I'm not alone. There's been so many women that have been disrespected in the world because men use their power. And a lot of men cope with their depression with drugs and alcohol and sex. That is what the white paper research states. But you don't get to have sex with a woman if she says no. No means no. And if you are a husband and your wife says no, that is rape. If you rape her, if you have sex with her when she said no, that is how I was trained in Washington State, a very democratic state because they protect women. And there were so many rape cases in the college, they were protecting the men from getting falsely accused. We learned what the laws state. And if you're a first responder, you know better. So if you are drunk and you can't behave, then you need to go to alcohol treatment. So there needs to be protections if you are a first responder or a veteran in protecting your privacy so you don't lose your job for getting alcohol treatment. And there needs to be a modification to your workday so that you could go to the classes and do the things that you need to do. Stop covering up, disrespecting women, and using your power and influence of the badge, because that's unacceptable. Unacceptable. I've let a lot of things go. I have forgiven so many people that have disrespected me. And when I married the most feared, trained assassin that all political parties respected to keep me alive in 2020. They didn't plan on us falling in love. They didn't plan on this man deciding to protect me at all costs. And we got married last year, and this man and I, my husband, who you are tends to be who you associate with. He is associated with all of the top trained assassins in every major nation in the world. You fucked with the wrong veteran spouse, and I'm working on not cursing as much. I use it for emphasis. The powers that be that chose to put a hit on my husband's and my life. I'm not allowed to speak. I'm not allowed to communicate with my husband. It's been over a year. You forced me to move, forced me into homelessness. You forced me, and all of these million, all, every single one of you is a man. I know it. I know there's no women involved in this, because a woman would do things better. A woman would think about the families. Hillary Clinton, the Holy Spirit just told me to say your name. If Hillary Clinton had the power, if Bill respected his wife, and I believe he does, if Hillary knew all the things that I've gone through for this test, she wouldn't have let you guys do it. You men disgust me. What you've chosen to do and tell your teams to do. And that might have been a plant sent to me from Team Biden, the man that raped me. I don't know, because that was right in 2018. I had paused my progress in my business to start dating this loser. Yeah, I learned real quick to not do that anymore after that negative incident. I bought him tickets to the Titans game. What a freaking loser. Yeah, maybe the Titans will donate. Who knows? I'm not going to turn down a blessing. Hillary, I need you to be in that meeting. I need you to tell all the men in the room how unacceptable it is. I am a huge asset. Money-generating asset. You need to smack all their faces on the Democratic Party. And you need to give Mr. Trump a hug if his wife will let you. Because he saw the good in me. He decided to protect me in 2020. And you guys royally disrespected my husband and tried to have us killed. You're not thinking global. So it makes me wonder, what are you guys hiding? Because darkness can't be near me. The Illuminati group tried to get me to denounce the name of Jesus Christ. I knew right away it was an evil person that was on my team. Because when I started speaking the truth about what the true happiness is from within, all of these big-time rich organizations, the ones that are involved in the Illuminati, all of a sudden they tried to disassociate from me. You could go ahead and disassociate from me, but you're still going to be paying me. Because I married the best trained assassin in the world. And he loves his children. And he loves his children. And who I'm talking about, he is the creator of the universe. Loves his children. His children are not for sale. So if you are involved in the Illuminati, we will find out. The Holy Spirit reveals things to me in his timing, not my timing. What's that, Father? Say it out loud about Obama again? Okay. He wants me to emphasize again that Barack Obama has been having sex with little boys. It's sick. It is a sickness. It is a mental illness called pedophilia. There were patients in the hospital where I worked at with treatment plans, where Move Happy was first birthed, that had been diagnosed with pedophilia. They had mental illness. They were locked away. So, the recommendation, if President Obama does not stop his behavior from the woman who has created 43 alternative therapies. I am worth at least $43 trillion. What I recommend is he be hospitalized with double locked doors. Have him have limited computer access. These patients that I worked with in the psychiatric hospital, the patients that had the pedophilia, they were not allowed on the computers, not on the internet at all, because they got caught. They were criminals having sex with children or jerking off and doing inappropriate things to photos of children, thinking evil thoughts about little boys, little girls. And then they have chat rooms. Like, there's tons of movies and shows that talk about this. Why do movies and shows talk about it? Because it's true, and they profit off of the truth. And the Holy Spirit is very angry at Barack Obama. I only speak the truth and what he reveals to me and tells me to reveal, because he leads my life. And all the presidents effed up in 2020. I got nothing to be afraid of. Because if you kill me, you lose out on $43 trillion. You ain't gonna do that. You ain't gonna do that, because you know that I am so valuable, because you've been stealing from me for 3 years. So you're going to be repaying a ton, and a lot of you are going to be going to prison and or just wiped off the face of the earth. That's up to the Lord to decide how many days people have. If you are president of the United States of America and you're involved in the sacrificing of children, if you are involved in sex trafficking or even having a child sex slave, that is so beyond gross, but we are in the end times. So the book of Revelations gives us the truth. Read it. Get down on your knees if you don't have a personal relationship with the Father above. McDonald's, have it your way. No, it's not have it your way. It's have it his way. Have it his way is the best way for your life. So here's what you need to do. Get down on your knees. And I want you to close your eyes, or whatever is a good posture for you. If you're driving, obviously pull over. Find a safe spot to park. And repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I can't earn it. I can't buy it. You give it freely. I ask that you come into my heart, Father. I ask that you forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me. Cleanse me of all the wickedness, all the sicknesses, especially if I have pedophilia. Heal me of that. Only you, Father, can heal that sickness. Wipe it away. Come into my heart and never leave my side. In your heavenly name, I pray. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. Get plugged in to a Bible-based church in your local area. I strongly recommend you make friends with first responders and veterans, but recognize that there are some veterans and first responders that have sicknesses. Some of them are involved in the Illuminati. So make sure you have multiple counts of connections. If you are at a church and you have someone that you connect with at a church that is a first responder, that is a Bible-based church, it's less likely that that person, if you've known them for a while, it's less likely that they're involved in this money laundering scheme to
steal, abduct children, and then profit off of the children. God's children are not for sale. And I encourage you to go watch the movie, The Sound of Freedom. I have been targeted for 3 years from this group that does what they do, what this movie was talking about. They blocked the release of the movie for 5 years. They tried their best to keep on releasing the movie for 5 years, but I believe the Holy Spirit on purpose blocked it to time it perfectly with my crowning for the first ever in history Global Mental Health Ambassadorship this October. I will be privately crowned with all the presidents, the first wives. Barack, you're going to be there. I'm not going to hug you. I'm not going to shake hands with you. I'm not going to fist bump you, but I'm going to love you like the Father loves you and forgive you like the Father forgives you. But what he shared with me is unforgettable. So you make sure you are on your best behavior and don't sit near me. My husband will be by my side. No one will harm you in that room. No one will harm anyone in that room. My mom, who is actually calling me to help me pay a bill because you guys have forced me into homelessness multiple times in the last 3 years, blocked me from making money, and I'm dealing with a car accident that's not my fault. People aren't taking responsibility for travelers' insurance. They are being lazy. They made $10 billion off of all the car accidents you caused by forcing people to get the injection that has nanobot technologies in it. And you are mind manipulating people into car accidents. I know way too much information. Government secrets. I speak the truth. So you're going to be paying out of pocket. All the car insurance companies are going to be paying Aaron Nicole Ministries a lot of money. And I had, because I'm obedient, the Father asked me to record this. So I have to call my mother back. So I have to wrap this up. Everybody's going to be in that meeting that I've said is going to be in that meeting, because that's what the Holy Spirit told me, showed me a very specific vision, and I had no idea how or why. But now I do. I had to go through all of the pain, every single thing you could imagine, except for being a widow, and I don't wish that on myself. I haven't gone through cancer treatments personally. I don't wish that on myself, but it's pretty likely both my parents survived it. So, you know, the Father can heal anything if he decides to. I've had to go through so much misery, long suffering, which is one of the components of love, my whole life. And I've continued to choose to love people. And that is why I married my husband, because he chose to walk away from being a sociopathic trained assassin. He chose to walk away from that lifestyle. Yeah. And he asked to retire from this organization. Yeah. That tells the media and tells everybody in society that they were defunded. Bunch of liars. Aaron speaks the truth. That's why Trump picked me. That's why Trump is going to be in office, because he speaks the truth. And he's a money-making genius. And I would like to be coached by him if he'd be open to it. And that will not be in conflict with his presidential campaign, because 90% of all Aaron Nicole Ministries, all of our businesses from my husband and me, from my 40th birthday for the rest of my life, will be given away to whomever needs it. 90%. So if he helps increase revenues through my ideas, or vice versa, that is not a conflict of interest in his position of power. That is called a service to the world. And nobody is going to disrespect President Trump when I'm in the office as the chief spiritual officer, because I am in the bloodline of Jesus Christ. And if you disrespect him, if you disrespect President Trump, mean, you can, but it's just not going to go well for you. Everybody loves Trump. Everybody that's smart loves Trump. Everybody that is paying attention to how bad the economy is around the world loves Trump. They've been waiting on purpose. What's that, Father? He says, talk about Russia. What about Russia? He's friends. Yeah, he's friends with one of the top leaders of Russia. I'm hoping that I get to meet him once this silly war is done. I'm hoping that I get to meet one of the top leaders of Russia. And maybe, I don't know if he's married or not, but if he and his wife, see, I'm learning. You don't have to know everything about politics and people and their names. But I would love to interview he and his wife, and I'd love to sing my song for them, because the Holy Spirit gifted me a song. One of my songs, I think I released it already on the podcast. I've released so many songs because they just keep blocking me from protecting my intellectual property. So I was just like, well, I might die tomorrow, so I might as well just release it whenever the Holy Spirit tells me to. And one of my songs, what is it called, Father? You are enough just as you are. He'll use your rags, your deep-seated scars. That song I translated into, I think, 9 languages using the power of technology devices. That's how you can use the internet for good, not to sell children in a black market and cover up your trail. Yeah. He's friends with very powerful, rich leaders around the world. And I imagine when he gets back in office, I imagine that America's economy is going to be so good, because the Holy Spirit told me 8% we're going to grow. We're going to grow. Aaron Nicole Ministries is going to help grow the GDP of America, our revenue, by 8% just from my intellectual properties that we're going to successfully execute. I don't know the timeline, if it's going to be in 4 years or if it's going to be in 60 years, whatever. But the Holy Spirit does it in his timeline. So I'm so excited. I'm so very excited for him to get into office, because he's been trying his best to do good in the world. And this Epstein scandal thing came out, and there's a lot of people that are on some list, and there's all kinds of shady things that the Illuminati people are doing. They have technology devices to make your name be added to things. They have technology devices to change dates on the Apple products in the iCloud. Yeah, they tried to say I had been associated with the IT director that they killed in 2016. No, I met him in 2020. I have an extremely good memory, and I'm not worried about nothing. The Illuminati is real, but they're weak. They're so weak. They're so rich, but they're so weak compared to Jesus Christ, because he is the source. He and the Father and the Holy Spirit are the source of all things, of all riches, of all healing, of all good. And if you are choosing love in the world, if you make good decisions and you make it his way, not your way, McDonald's, he will bless it. He will magnify it. And the whole world will know about it. If he decides that he's going to perform a miracle through someone, he's continued to perform miracles through me. I didn't see it that way, but looking back, there's no way that 225,000 people would be invited to my therapy that I created out of nothing by reaching out to my network. And we only had $50 donated last year. $225,000 on the invite list, and people on purpose blocked my event blocked the invites because they don't care about your mental health. But they're going to start caring once we sign that contract. Have it your way. No, have it Aaron's way. Have it the Lord's way. Because he leads my life. He leads my life every single step of the journey. I can't wait. I can't wait for that meeting to take place. All right, I got to wrap it up because I got to call my mom and pay my rent. I'm just living life. I'm being real. All right, love you guys. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. Oh, and no call to action. No call. Just be a kind person. Yep. Maybe go to McDonald's and see if they got any healthy options for you and your families. Since I called them out, they're probably upset. But listen. Listen. If you are profiting off of humans all around the world, multi-trillion dollar entity. There's a lot of obesity in the world. I would like to help with that. And I think McDonald's wouldn't be upset with helping with that cause. Because that is a huge, huge precursor to depression. If we can help people lose weight. And that helps the medical sector. So it's what I'm doing is a good thing. That's why I have protections from all the security teams. Yeah, all the top people. All the top people, they love me. And I love them too. All right. So just be a good person and try and find somebody in the world today to be nicer to. All right. Love you guys. Peace.